Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me today as we continue in Siman Shin Pei Vav. Today, we're going to Bez Hashem finish Siman Shin Pei Vav. This is page Resh Nun Vav Amid Beis, Shin Pei Vav Si'if Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch. Amar al Kikar, if you say about a loaf of bread, that Hayom Chol, that today on Friday, this loaf of bread is still regular Chulin, but Ulmachar Kodosh Akonam, but tomorrow I want it to be, meaning starting on Shabbos, I want this loaf of bread to be Hegdish, or to be, Asabanaz, a konam, like a karban. So mishtatvin loba, you're allowed to use it for a shituvim of vuos, she ben hashmashos hadayin l'neskacha, because during ben hashmashos, it did not yet have kedusha, vade, at least on a level of certainty, uru'uya ha'isomi ba'od yom, and it was ra'ui to be used before Shabbos started. Aval, but, imamar ha'yom konam l'machar chol, but if you say in the reverse, that today I want it to be asra to me ba'ana, like hegdish, but tomorrow I want it to go to revert back to regular chulin bread, then ain't mishtatvin loba, then you may not use it, she'in ru'uya ad shetechshach, because it only becomes ru'uy for use once it's already dark out, once it's already Shabbos. Says the Mishmur Nun Aleph, Hayom cholu l'marcha kodesh, pirish be'erev Shabbos lo yizkadi shedayin. You're saying that on Erev Shabbos, I don't want it to be kodesh yet. Rak l'machar ye kodesh. When Shabbos starts, let it be kodesh. So amrinu de ben hashmashos adayin lo niskadesh. So then we say that during ben hashmashos, it does not yet have kedusha. An interesting principle, that out of a suffix, we do not assume that Kedusha will be Chal. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, that out of a suffix, we assume that Kedusha is not going to be Chal, and therefore you're even L'chora allowed to eat a Ben HaShemashos. It's not, we view it as if it's as if it doesn't have Kedusha. V'alken Yachol Ishtatif Pi Kikar Zeh, and therefore you may use this Kikar for a Shituf. She'ikr Chalos HaShituf Ben HaShemashos, because the Shituf is Chal during Ben HaShemashos. And during that time, the kikar is still chal. And even though the Sharatzin points out, even though when Seisa Kochavim arrives, it will then be kodesh, and you're not going to be allowed to eat it. Well, that's no different than if you lose a kikar after Ben Hashmashos, where the eruv was already chal, and even if you lose it after Ben Hashmashos, the eruv does not go away. Ad shetechshach rotzolomar laila gemura, that it only becomes kodesh when it's in the opposite direction. Where he said, Ayom konu l'machar chol, you cannot use it for a shituf, because it only becomes chol when it's mamish nighttime. De misveka lo paka kedusha, because kedusha does not disappear misafik either. Vim kein ben hashmashos hayadayin kodesh vein marvin bekdeshos, and therefore during ben hashmashos it still had its kedusha status, and we cannot be making eruv with that which has kedusha. So that is the first part of siftes about someone who has a kikar that's going to have one status today, and the next and a different status tomorrow, that as far as the Shituf Mavuos is concerned, we follow the Friday status, because Ben HaShemashos, it still retains the Friday status, not the Shabbos status. Now the second part of Siftes. Chatzar B'Suach L'Shnei Mavuos. If you have one Chatzar that opens up into two separate Mavuos, V'Shitev and Kolech Mehem, and you participated in a Shituf with each of the Mavuos, Mutrim Kolech Mehem L'Talto Mimenu L'Chatzar M'Chatzar L'Tocho, so you're allowed to carry things from the chatzar to each of these mavuos, or from each of these mavuos to the chatzar. But va'asul taltal keim sheshavsu b'mavui zeh l'mavui ha'acher derech ha'chatzar. But what you're not allowed to do is carry things from one mavui to the other mavui going through the chatzar. So even though you're allowed to carry from mavui A to the chatzar, and you're allowed to carry from the chatzar to mavui B, you're not allowed to carry from mavui A to mavui B going right through the chatzar. Mishbur nun gimel va'asul taltal sharei mavuos lo shutvu yachad, because there is no sheet between the mavuos, and therefore, if there was a shituf that included the chatzar, that both mavuos made their shituf by placing the box of matzahs in that chatzar that joins with both of them, then it's all one big thing. Then a taka would be mutter to carry from one mavui to the other. We're talking about where it started in the house of Shabbos, in the houses of the Mavuos, but if it actually was started off in the Mavoi, then you actually would be allowed to carry from one to the other. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, let's say the residents of this Chatzar did not participate in the Shituf with either of the Mavuos, so typically they utilize both Mavuos, the members of this Chatzar utilize both Mavuos so Israel Shneim. It's going to ask on both. It's the Chatzar's failure to participate in the Sheet of Mavuos to its right and the Sheet of Mavuos to its left means that it invalidates both Shituvei Mavuos. Neither of them are going to be valid because they're missing one of their residents. They're missing the residents of this Chatzar. Says the Mishmur Nunhei, Kedekaimelandim Chatzar Echalonishtativ Mavuos al Kalamavui. That if one Chatzar does not participate in the Shituv, then it asks for the whole Mavui. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Vimu Ragil, Me'echad, Vimashenu, Eino Ragil. But if the residents of this Chatzar typically utilize one Mavui and not the other, it utilizes Mavui A, but not Mavui B very often. So also Sharagil Oser, then Mavui A does not have a valid Shituvei Mavuos because one of their residents did not participate, namely this Chatzar. Vishenu Ragil, Eino Oser. But as far as Mavui B, they're fine because this Chatzar is a non-entity. From a Mavui B perspective, next case, Vim Shite Vimoso She'enu Ragil, let's say this Chatzar participated in the Shituf with Mavui B, with the one that it does not typically use, Hutar Ragil Atzmo Im Shitvu Beinehem, then the Shituf in Mavui A will now work because this Chatzar has put their flag down in Mavui B by participating in that Shituf, and therefore they've removed themselves from Mavui A. Nunvav Inza Oser to give him the Shituf. That's what the Mishmur explains, that you have removed yourself, the Chatzar has removed themselves from the place that they are ragil in. And therefore the Shulchan goes on, and if the Chatzar utilized both Mavuos equally and participated in the Shituf of one of them, Mutar Hasheni, then the other one is going to be Mutar Shari Silik Atzma Mimenu, because by participating in the Shituf of one of them and not the other one, they're removing themselves from the one that they did not participate in the Shituf with. This is a Kal V'Chomer from the previous din. Meaning in the previous din we said you can even disassociate with the one that you're Ragil with and associate with the one that you're not Ragil with by participating in their Shituf. Over here we're saying that you were Ragil with both of them. So of course you could disassociate with one of them at the expense of, to the benefit of the other. Is it weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, v'mamavui sh'ragil bo shitfu beinehem, v'osu shenar eino ragil lo shitfu, let's say the one that you're ragil to utilize made their own sheet of mavuos, and the one that you're not ragil to utilize, mavui b, did not make their own sheet of mavuos, so they did nothing to allow themselves to carry anyway, v'hu lo shitef lom zev lom zeh, and this chatzar participated with nobody, then dochen osay etzel shenar ragil, then the people in mavui a can say, you know what, chatzar, I know you usually utilize our Mavui, for the Shabbos, you're utilizing Mavui B, because it's no skin off their back, they don't have a sheet of Mavuos anyway, so you're a member of them, you're not a member of us, and therefore they can remove them from the one that they were normally Ragil in, so that it will be Mutter for Mavui A to carry. They could say, you don't walk here on Shabbos, this isn't your place anymore. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, even Shueno Mafsid Badavar, because they're not losing out. Shari lo shitef imahem, because they didn't participate in the shituf with them. V'yesh revach l'acherim, and it's a benefit to the others. Shal yidei zeyu mutarim, because they're now going to be mutter. So kofen osal midas sedom. Why would you, if you know Mavui B is not going to be allowed to carry anyway, so why would you say that you still want to be considered a resident of Mavui A just to ruin things for them? Be a resident of Mavui B, and nobody's going to be allowed to carry there, which they couldn't carry anyway, and now Mavui A will be in the clear. So this is what we call Kofnos al Midas Sedom. Mishaburin and Tess, Shiavar B'Shabbos Derech Mavui, Shalonish Tatev, that on Shabbos you'll walk through the Mavui that did not participate in the Shituf, Aval Bishen Regilabo, even though it's not the place you normally go. Ve'in Tzarech Lomar Imu Ragil B'Shneim, and certainly if you're Ragil to utilize both of them, Shakovnos al Shalalav B'Shabbos al Hasheni, Shenish Tatev Lesser Alav, then for sure we would tell him that you have to belong to the one that did not make a Shituf, rather than the one that did make a Shituf, so that you don't cause problems for the one that did make a Shituf. So essentially we said two things in today's shiur. Number one, we said that if you have a kikar that is going to be Kodesh today and Chol tomorrow, or vice versa, we go with its Friday status, because the status change doesn't happen until after Bein HaShemesh. So if it was Kodesh on Friday, it's not a valid Shituf. If it's Chol on Friday, it is a valid Shituf. And then we said that if you have a Chatzar that opens to two Mavuos, and makes a Shituf with each of them, you're allowed to carry from one to the other, from the Mavui to the Chatzar, from either Mavui to the Chatzar, but you're not allowed to carry from one Mavui to the next because they didn't join together with each other. And if it didn't participate, if this Chatzar participated in no Shituf with either one of them, and it typically utilizes both of them, then it's going to cause problems for both of them. But we said if one of them made a shituf and the other one didn't, so then we push this chatzer to belong to for Shabbos to belong to the one that didn't make a shituf, so that the one that did make a shituf can continue to benefit from their shituf. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Simin Shin Pei Zayin, that we should be back. Actually, tomorrow's a legal holiday. I'm not sure exactly what tomorrow's schedule is going to be. I don't know if there's a 10 o'clock Marvin Shul. I'm not sure. But stay tuned to the WhatsApp for that. Okay, have a great day, everybody.